Welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, bringing the tales and stories of the ancient Celts to your fireside.
Episode SP20, Competition and Feedback Special. Welcome to our competition special. So, where are we going to start? I'll tell you what, let's start by telling people who we are.
Yes, because this is what I'm here.
Hi guys, we're the Celtic Myth Pod Show. I'm Gary.
And I'm Ruth.
And it's really good to talk to you again.
We just wanted to remind you who we were because we've been gone for so long.
Yeah, and I tend to forget who I am.
I have to remind him. I'm thinking about having a badge made on my T-shirt saying, your name is Gary, so that he knows what his name is.
Okay, so should we start with some news and views?
Okay, let's do that then.
Dave the Bard is a superb and mythic folk musician who's appeared on our show many times in the past. When he popped in for an interview last time, he left us a copy of his latest album, Tales from the Crow Man, as a competition prize.
As Dave the Bard donated his new album, Tales of the Crow Man, for our competition, we thought we'd play one of his songs from the album. So here's Dave's version of the traditional Scottish folk song, Wild Mountain Time.
I will build
With your loved one, listening to it around a campfire.
Yes, it does. You're an old romantic, you are.
Or on the hills, rolling in the heather.
Oh, goodness, off he goes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, now, to announce the winner of our Dave the Bard competition, can we have a drum roll, please?
We can. Okay. Where's the drum?
Okay. Okay, I'm going to have to get one of my special effects out, aren't I?
Okay, it sounds like that to me.
All right, here we go.
And the first name out of the hat is Isabella Toxoy from Germany.
Congratulations, Isabella. You'll be getting an email from us shortly asking for your snail mail address, and we'll send you the album straight away.
Yes, congratulations, Isabella. I hope you enjoy the album as much as we do.
Now for a little more news. To those of you who own an iPhone or an iPod Touch, we now have an iPhone app for the show.
The app will download all of the shows for you. Not only that, but you get all the show notes in PDF form to read inside the app, downloadable wallpaper for each episode to use on your iPhone, and some extra audio content on selected episodes.
Yeah, and we're working on it all the time.
Yeah.
It costs $1.99 in the US, and it's £1.19 in sterling in the UK. To download the app, just pop along to iTunes or follow the link in the show notes. You'll also find out more information about the app in the show notes.
And just a quickie for those Android fans out there, we are searching for a way to get an app for the Android as well. So hold your horses and stick with us because this is fairly new and I'm sure something will turn up soon that we'll be able to offer you the same deal.
Be good, wouldn't it?
Would.
Now something a little different. As we're moving towards Welsh mythology was also the starting point for the Arthurian myths and legends.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah?
Wasn't it?
Yeah. So how about a piece of music that conjures up images of the 13th, 14th century Arthurian court?
Yes, but it's got a little bit of an edge to it. It's almost got an Eastern edge to it as well. It's very, very good. I do like this.
I do. Okay. So have a listen to the Portcullis Minstrels with King's Return.
Thank you.
And that was The Portcullis Minstrels with King's Return from the album of the same name. So, after that fabulous music, tell us more about the new competition.
Well, we thought, as we have such a fabulous bunch of listeners, that we would have a competition every so often. And this competition is for a book. And the book's called Celtic Design, A Beginner's Manual by Aidan Meehan. For all those wonderful artists out there, it's a step-by-step guide to creating the wonderful art and design left to us by our Celtic ancestors. It's a valuable source for inspiration for artists of all kinds.
It certainly is. It's a great book. I
Superb.
Really like it.
Yeah.
The competition question is, by which name is the Book of Kells also known?
The Kells Book?
No.
Oh.
That's wrong. Sorry, you don't get the book.
Damn. Okay, then.
If you know the answer, send us an email with competition in the subject line, the answer and your name in the body of the email. If you could get your competition answers into us by, let's say, the 20th of October, then we can announce it on the Sound Show.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Okay, yeah. Brilliant.
Super. The Book of Kells is an illuminated manuscript of the four Gospels, and it was written in Latin. It was created by Celtic monks around about 800 AD. It's probably one of the most famous and beautiful illuminated manuscripts in the world.
It is. It's fabulous.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
And those monks must have taken hours and hours and hours on them.
Yeah.
The pictures are amazing.
I've just got these weird images of Umberto Eco's Name of the Rose. You know the film with Sean Connery?
Oh, yes.
All those monks struggling away in the lectorums and stuff. And,
yes, yeah.
Oh, dear me.
However, it's not something I would have done, but
well,
I admire their
patience.
Poisoned
making the Book of Kells. Never mind. Never
anyway,
mind.
Anyway,
yes, go on. Yeah, so should we have some more music?
Yes, let's do that. Here's a lively tune by Jenna Green called Dance With Me.
You'd had enough, such worry on your face, I can tell. So you got to drinking to stop you from thinking about your day of living hell. Well, the band's up to play and the fiddler is swaying, the bar on hands out of steady. How I think it would do you some good to take my hand and move your feet. Stop counting your sorrows and dreading tomorrows, let your heart be wild and free. Life is for living and love is forgiven, so get on the floor and
With Me by Jenna Green from the album Crossroads. You can find more details in the show notes.
Well, that got my feet tapping.
It was good.
It was, yeah. Must be time for some feedback then.
Okay, so what have we got?
Well, we received a lovely email from Joe.
Hi there. I can't begin to tell you how much I enjoy your podshow.
Well, thank you, Joe.
It's extremely inspiring to see that there are genuinely good people out there willing to put their personal time and resources into such a vast amount of research and then offer it to the world freely. And best of all, you do it without getting political.
We just love what we do, and it's an honour for us to actually share it with others.
You focus on that which is most important, the culture and spirit of the Celtic peoples. Thank you so much for your hard work. And believe me, it's enriched people's lives, mine no exception. Take care, and I look forward to future episodes.
Thank you so much for your feedback, Joe.
Yeah, thank you, Joe.
And for allowing us to read it on the show. We very much hope you keep listening and will enjoy future shows.
You're absolutely right, Joe. What's important for us is the spirit and the culture of the Celts. But we're into the love, the spirit and the heart of Celtic mythology.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So well said. Well said.
And we'd like to say a huge thank you for Dave the Bard for his competition prize, which is his new album, Tales from the Crowman.
Yeah. We hope you enjoy it, Isabella. As you know, my health is improving all the time, and we can begin to spend more and more time doing what we love.
Yay, and that means more shows, folks.
Yep. Although we've run out of time for today. But we will be back again soon with another show. So until then,
Slongavoy.
You've been listening to the Celtic Myth Podshow, available from CelticMythPodshow.com.
We hope you've enjoyed the show and will stay tuned for the next episode. You can send us an email or some voice feedback to Gary and Ruth at CelticMythPodshow.com. The show notes for this episode can also be found on the website. We'd like to say a special thank you to Coulan's Hounds, who provided us with the theme music for our show. And find them at www.sfhounds.com. We'd also like to say a big thank you to Anne Roos, Master Harper, and Keltoria, with a K, Celtic New Age Music, who have both given the show unrestricted access to their music. And thanks again go to Diane Arkenstone and Kim Robertson, whose music has been used as some of the transitions you've heard in this show. You'll find links to all of these wonderful artists in the show notes at shownotes.celticmythpodshow.com.